want to talk now on two separate issues. One in particular regards to Apery Living. This is the nursing home group which owns nursing homes in Cork, Galway, Kerry, Kilkenny and Waterford. They own two in Kerry, one in Camp and one in Tralee. Major concern about the group as it was embattled. HICWA had taken over the running of a number of their operations. There were serious questions about the future of a number of other, including the ones here in Kerry. Well, news coming through that the chain, which has seven premises in Ireland and was founded by the Cork-based investment firm Blackbee, has been embroiled in controversy but has been sold to a group of investors led by its former chief executive, Paul Kingston. Three of its nursing homes, which are included in the sale, had the registration cancelled following inspections by the Health Information and Quality Authority. Those nursing homes were in Kilkenny, in Waterford and in County Cork. The HSE assumed control of the nursing home in Kilkenny while the other two were closed. Mr. Kingston led the Apery Group until the summer of 2022, and the acquisition deal with Mr. Kingston also includes a partially completed site in Glenmire in Cork, as well as a site in the county that's planning permission for a 100 bed nursing home and 47 independent living units. The new group that own it have said they're fully committed to providing the highest standards of care to all residents at the nursing homes we have acquired, prioritising excellent clinical support, dedicated personal care, companionship, daily activities and community events. We're very much looking forward to engaging with all of the directors of nursing and their clinical teams, as well as meeting with residents and their families to ensure we deliver a best-in-class service in the nursing home sector. So that's what they're saying. With me in our studio to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor for Tralee, Mikey Sheehy. Mikey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Obviously, look, this was a matter of serious concern with the number of nursing homes taken over and the fact that a number had been closed by HICWA and the HSE. This should provide some relief and certainty now for the residents in Camp and Tralee.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's certainty that they deserve. I suppose the first and the biggest consideration must be for those patients or residents, their families, and obviously the staff that are operating these care centres nationwide. Obviously, two specifically in Kerry, one in Tralee, and one in Camp. And I suppose for the most part, when you're speaking about these residents and patients, they deserve an incredible amount of care and attention that they obviously deserve, and assurances that their families deserve also. When they look for that trust level within these care settings, and I suppose look, every patient in the country, whether it be an acute setting or whether it be in a nursing home, like we're talking about at the moment, it's all about that assurance and the care needs that need to be provided for by these care settings. And I suppose look, first thing I'll say is this was first mooted about maybe 2 months ago in terms of Apery Living. Obviously, it must have been extremely concerning for both those residents and their families, and also, like I said, on a tertiary level in terms of the staff attached to those centres that I have no doubt in my mind are trying to provide the best level of care that they possibly can, obviously in areas where resources are strained, I'll put it like that. But I suppose it must be assuring, I suppose, in one sense, that on foot of this HICWA report, the concerns were raised for a start. And I suppose that those concerns were raised specifically to Cork Kerry Healthcare. I'm obviously a member of the Southern Health Forum. These concerns and the HICWA report was flagged to us about maybe 6 weeks ago in a committee meeting in Cork. And I would have to give assurance to those patients, those families and staff, the HSE were extremely proactive in terms of their response and how they had proposed to respond to these concerns that were raised on foot of that HICWA report. And I suppose, look, it's really important, obviously, as well, to maybe just take a step back from this, just in terms of assuring people that, look, it's hugely important. Obviously, Radio Kerry and other media outlets report on these HICWA reports that are released periodically, but it's obviously hugely important that we're assured that this HICWA reporting is robust in terms of reviewing and inspecting these care centres. So look, it's positive obviously that they were flagged at an immediate and a very quick stage, but it's also even more of a priority that these reports and inspections then that the recommendations are obviously moved on as soon as humanly possible. So look, I think there is some assurance and certainty knowing around these assisted living units and obviously these residential care settings. I suppose it's all about trying to move forward now, but I genuinely believe that it's all about the level of support that was provided by the HSE day one, and obviously look how quickly we moved on those HICWA reports.
Yeah, yeah, and look, there is a question of a system that's working here on one level, but secondly, I suppose a wider question about how do we fund it going forward? Is it a mixture of private as well as public, or should the state take more of a role in running and developing older living options for people?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a bigger question, I suppose.
I agree, absolutely. And that maybe even takes one step further, I suppose. Traditionally, those care settings, it was either a nursing home or there was no other options out there. It's certainly something that I've brought forward through our housing SPC in Kerry County Council and also through numerous municipal district meetings in Tralee. I firmly believe that we need to get into a space that the UK has actually thrived in, where areas of assisted living are provided for an ageing population, assisted living units closer to town centres and services that allow people to live independently, but also allow people to have the assurances that there are assisted measures inside in those units. So look, there's a wider argument here, I think, to this policy nationally, there's no doubt about it, but I think just coming back to the APRI living situation, I think it's hugely important now that this institution can now start to move on and obviously just provide that level of care, assurance and assistance to, like I said, it's hugely important obviously to families and patients, yeah, but also in terms of staff that are working inside in those centres, who are the front line, who are providing care to those, yeah, patients on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, much needed certainty. Okay, just separately, you had a motion down at Kerry County Council this week. You're calling for a review of the Gambling Regulation Bill currently going through Dáil Éireann. You have fears that this is going to affect the running of club lottos, sports clubs and community organisations who use this as a way of fundraising.
I do, and I suppose just from the outset, I just want to be extremely clear on this. I support the Gambling Regulation Act. I've actually had numerous motions through Kerry County Council supporting the Act and calling for a gambling regulator to be initiated in Ireland. I've had numerous phone conversations, numerous levels of correspondence with Minister for State James Brown, who's initiated this entire process. I think it's hugely important. The gambling industry in Ireland has evolved hugely over the last 20 years with basically zero regulation. And I suppose it's simply not appropriate that, considering the size, the scale and the impact that the gambling industry has on society, it's, yeah, not appropriate that there's no regulator there. So I am 100% behind this Gambling Act. Unfortunately, there's an unintended consequence within the Act in my eyes, and that's surrounding the advertising aspect of it. So the Act proposes that between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. that gambling advertising is excluded from all forms of media, so whether that be television or radio. So obviously I would support that. I don't think it's appropriate that if I come down the stairs in the morning with the kids in the kitchen, I don't think it's appropriate that a commercial gambling entity can advertise on the radio or the television at 7:30 in the morning. I don't think it's, yeah, appropriate. But unfortunately, getting caught in the crossfire is the likes of local radio stations, local sports clubs and local community clubs and organisations that look to advertise their, whether it be bingo, whether it be club lottos, they're now going to be excluded from advertising those non-commercial fundraising efforts. It's going to have a huge impact on sports clubs. It's going to have a huge impact on charities. I suppose bringing it back to yourselves in terms of Radio Kerry, it's going, yeah, to have a huge impact on Radio Kerry Bingo, which supports four local cancer charities in Kerry. The advertising that Radio Kerry does regarding the Radio Kerry Bingo for a charity is entirely non-commercial. There is no commercial profit to be made out of it. All of the profits from Radio Kerry Bingo go directly back into those four Kerry cancer charities. And that lotto, or sorry, that Radio Kerry Bingo has actually raised in excess of €250,000 over the last 18 months. A ferocious amount of money, which is going directly back into the Kerry community and for Kerry cancer patients. And it's unfortunately something that looks like it's going to get caught in the crossfire of this Gambling Regulation Act. I've spoken to Minister James Brown. I spoke to him last Friday at length. It's something that he is now aware of. He's aware of this nuance, and he has told me that he is going to seek a solution to this prior to going to the final stage before the Act is drawn down. So look, it's hugely concerning.
Would this also affect, and you mentioned obviously Radio Kerry Bingo, and that's run by Radio Kerry Sports Charity, would it also affect G, soccer, rugby club, whatever you're having yourself, their lottos in terms of online, what they'll be able to advertise, shall
yes.
we say.
Yes, and it's purely down to the advertising of these lottos and these bingos. So yes, it would have an impact on sports clubs, GA clubs, rugby clubs, whatever club you're talking about. It would have a direct impact on how they
so
advertise them.
So to catch the Paddy Powers and the Ladbrokes of this world for the Wild West of advertising that they've had access to for the last God knows how long.
Correct.
They're catching the small fish that are doing it for community reasons.
Yes, and like I said, look, it's purely an unintended consequence. I think it's casting a wide net over the entire advertising of gaming and gambling in Ireland. Obviously, like I said, I support the fact that you mentioned a couple of bookmakers there. I support the fact that these individuals and these entities and these companies, it's not appropriate for them to be advertising during daytime hours. No doubt in my mind about that. But unfortunately, it's an unintended consequence that the likes of Radio Kerry, that the likes of our GA clubs, our rugby clubs, whatever club you're talking about, our communities who are maybe fundraising for an AstroTurf pitch, who are fundraising for a community centre, they're all going to be cast under this net, and it's hugely concerning in my eyes.
Yeah, okay, all right, we'll see where that one goes and what the response is. Councillor Mikey Shee, thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.